Thank you very much, Mr. President. On the universalisation section of the document, firstly, I think we would support the suggestion made by others that the section on compliance doesn't really fit very well here. We're flexible as to whether it would be a standalone section or in the national implementation section or done in some other way. But we feel the universalisation section should focus on the issues that you've mentioned in sections A and B, promotion of formal adherence and on observance of norms. Secondly, Mr. President, as a general observation, the chapeau, we feel, should focus on the positive achievements of the Convention, including how many states parties have committed to the Convention and what the positive impact has been. While it's true that we're lagging somewhat behind our target from Dubrovnik, we should also, I think, celebrate the successes we have achieved over the last 5 years in terms of the increasingly widespread acceptance of the norms of the Convention. Finally, turning to the action points, we feel that the actions should be clear on what states parties are being asked to do, as well as being measurable and meaningful. At the moment, we feel they might be somewhat vague. More specifically, we also feel that we should, in the actions, promote universalisation by trying to understand the challenges that non-state parties face in joining the Convention. It's one thing calling out breaches of the norms, but it's we also need, on the other side of the coin, to understand why potential state parties are not yet acceding to the Convention. So a separate action on that would be welcome. Thank you.